Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, as I go through my comments, a lot of times I tell you guys, hey, leave a like or a comment or something like that, and I make sure to read as many of them as I can. And one of you, and I wish I could give you credit, but again, I read hundreds a day, and I forgot to write down your name. But one of you, when we were talking about women hitting the wall, one of you asked, can men hit the wall? And I said, you know, that's a really good question. I don't know. It's something I've never heard referenced in anything. I wonder if men can hit the wall. Let's do science. I like statistics and science. You guys know that. I'm always bringing up articles or statistics, and that way I'm just not some idiot speaking my mind on the web. I'm trying to find a little proof. So let's do some Sherlocking, all right? Some Sherlock Holmes work here. I will record my browser, and we're going to talk about this. Okay, so when we talk about the wall, we talk about women hitting a certain age. And that's kind of when it becomes more difficult for them to date. Well, what is the age for men, or what is the deciding factor for men? And I think after doing a little bit of research, I think I can say that guys either can never make it to the wall. In other words, they don't even get down the path of dating, which means they hit the wall at 12, or they never hit the wall, or somewhere in between. In other words, the wall moves for men. And it does the same for a little bit for women. I mean, if you look at some, let's see if I can remember her name here. She's a model. Let me look it up here. Christine Brinkley. So if we look up Christine Brinkley here. Now she's well into her 50s, I believe. And she's still an attractive woman. Now, would she be dating 30-year-olds? No. But I'm pretty sure that there are gents out there that would like to. I think she's actually in her 60s. Let's see if it... Here's her in a bikini. I'll cut out all the dead space. Okay, so it says here she's 65. Oh, they want me to turn off my ad blocker. But this is a picture of her at 65. Okay. 65, she's pretty good looking. But I would say she's the exception to the norm, right? But she'd still find some guys that would date her. I mean, it's not like she's become atrocious or anything like that. But at what age do men hit? Well, I think if men are awkward, I think if men are not of a social status where they're comfortable talking to women, I think if they don't hit the gym, I think if they don't take care of themselves, and if they don't have money, those are all the things that women like. But if we want to break down specifically what it is out of all those things, because we know they like tall, athletic, good-looking, financially successful, popular, or a man of status. Those are all things women desire. Aside from friendship and all the other things, I'm just talking about specific traits. For men, it's usually pretty, young, or youngish, not wrinkly, so on and so forth. So I said, okay, let's do some digging. So here we've got Mick Jagger. He's to become a father for eighth time at age 72. The child will be his first with 29-year-old ballet dancer Melanie Hamrick. So if we take a look down here at Melanie Hamrick, 29, she's a ballet dancer. She's pretty. I'm sure she's made up for some gala event, so she has a lot of makeup on. But she looks pretty. She's petite, being a ballet dancer. Not my type, but still. He's 72, she's 29. I mean, that's 43 years of difference. So we know so far, Rolling Stone, and that's, you got to be in the Rolling Stones. And here's his bandmate, Ronnie Wood. He is now, he is 69, I think. Yeah, he's 69. And I don't know if it says her age right off the top, but she's also exceptionally young. You can see a picture of her here. She's very pretty. Very pretty. So far, age doesn't matter. You just have to be in the Rolling Stones. Okay, so let's, the next one here. So this is an article I found about the age of some people that were having children, and which implies at least they're kind of, you know, getting it on. Larry King was 70 when he had a kid. Cheryl Teagues, a female, at 52, surprising. Gina Danis, 48. But that's still, you know, 40 years, 30 years younger than the guys that are up there. Tony Randall, 77. James Doohan, who was Scotty on the original Star Trek, 80. Trump, 58. Okay. So then we've got Hugh Hefner. Now, Hugh here, this is the picture of right around the same year that he had seven girlfriends. And if we look at his girlfriends, or let's read about this here. So he says, Hefner became known for moving ever-changing coterie of young women into the Playboy Mansion, including twins Mandy and Sandy Bentley. Ooh, if I hover over it, it shows a picture, doesn't it? Maybe? Maybe not. Okay. He dated as many as seven women concurrently. He's also dated Brandi Roderick, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And let's see. And then he began a relationship with Crystal Harris. So he was dating seven women at once. And let's take a picture of, there's a picture of them right around the same time. Now, if we go back to Hugh here, Hugh, good looking guy. Again, not heavy, not overly weight, not a lot of, you know, excess chin skin, things like that. Skin's still pretty firm. Ronnie here looks like he's had a little work done maybe to do that, because he's kind of creepy, wrinkle-free. And Mick is just Mick. He's got some makeup on there. But again, you know, not a lot of heavy excess weight, not a lot of wrinkles on his neck. So there's Hugh and his seven girlfriends there, and they are all, I guess he has a thing for blondes, but they're all young. They're all Playboy models, so obviously they were very attractive, both physically in the face and body. And here's another photo of all of them. So, okay. So far, we have thin, maybe tall, I don't know yet, right? Thin, money, power. All right, and if we come over here, let's look up some short actors. So, Tom Cruise, 5'7". Al Pacino, 5'6". I don't think they had any problems with women. Ben Stiller, 5'7". Tom Hollander, the new Spider-Man, 5'4". So he's shorter than me by 3 inches. And I don't think he's going to have any problems with women. Kevin Hart. Come down here a little further. Jet Li. I'm trying to pick out the ones that are attractive. But what if we get down here to someone like David Spade, 5'5". That's 5 or 6 inches shorter than the average guy here in the United States. So we'll come over here, and here's a picture of David Spade. Now, David's thin, but he doesn't have any of the wrinkles yet. He's, I think in this photo, he's 50-ish, 50-something. And we know, and he's not super popular, right? I mean, he doesn't do a lot of things acting-wise anymore, but his name's still known. But I'm pretty sure he has money. So let's look at who David Spade has dated. There's Naya Rivera. She is an American actress and singer. Began her career as a model. Okay, so model. She's 32. Charlotte McKinney. Let's see. She's a co-star in a movie. So, again, very pretty. Age 30. Jasmine Walt, 36. Model, actress, and reality television. So all these women are at least 20 years younger than him. Nicolette Sheridan. Pretty, but a little bit older. She's actually a little older than him, 55, but fashion model. Pamela Anderson, she's best known as being a hot mess, but now, again, former Playboy and actress, but she's 51, so she's his age. Nikki Whalen, 37, actress and model known for Pepper Steiger and the Australian soap opera. Heather Locklear, a little bit older than him again, model, actress. Jillian Barbieri, 52, so around his age. Doesn't say what she does. Brittany Daniel. Let's see, American television, film, and actress. She's 42, so about 10 years younger than him. Julie Bowen, 48, American actress and model. If I'm going past these pictures fast, I'm sorry, but I don't want to make this too long. And let's see, Caprice Bure, 5 or 6 years younger than him. Businesswoman, model, actress. So you can see height's not a thing here, because she's at least 5 or 6 inches taller than him in heels. But he's short, and he's dating a lot of models. But he's not super, you know, famous anymore. Come over here, and this is the shortest guy I could think of, Vern Troyer. And this is his girlfriend here, Brittany Powell. And Vern Troyer is, again, he only had just a couple of roles in the movies. She's not bad looking. Couple roles in the movies. Vern was considerably less popular and less financially well off and less well known, but he was still, you know, still in movies, and he still made a decent salary. So as far as I can tell, height doesn't seem to matter if, and having big muscles doesn't seem to matter if, and I'll tell you the if here in a minute, right? And the only thing that I can see that's similar in all these guys, and age doesn't seem to matter, if it looks like weight, from what I found, but I don't think that matters, let's be honest, right? Or money and status. So I think as long as you have money and status, you'd never hit the wall. And out of the two of those, I think if you have money, you'll never hit the wall. Now we can say, well, they're gold diggers then at that point. But what do you call an old guy that has lots of money that wants to date a 25-year-old woman and a 25-year-old woman that wants to date a rich old guy? Well, you can call the woman a gold digger, or you can call the guy a loony, crazy, dude that wants to fool around with young, pretty women. Either case, it just shows you to go, just goes to show you what people look for in a relationship. Men want youth and beauty, and women, they want to be comfortable. They want money. They want to be able to not worry about the financial world. And it doesn't mean that they're necessarily going to, it's going to be a healthy relationship. I'm not saying that at all. But if we're looking at, is there a point where a man just doesn't have an opportunity to go out on dates, to spend time with attractive women? The answer is no. And is there a time when an attractive woman doesn't get to spend time with somebody that's willing to spend a lot of money with, on her, or let them stay in their mansion and so on and so forth? No. So if a guy goes bankrupt, if a guy loses all his money, if a guy loses his high-paying job, and he falls out of the limelight, if he was ever in it, then he's hit the wall. If a woman goes past her years of youth and beauty, she's hit the wall. So I think if we were going to talk about the wall for men, it's the wall that surrounds your bank account. That's all I got. Now, you can call me out on it. I've looked on the web a little bit. I think this is something that's all pretty well known, but I want to hear what you guys think. If you disagree with me or you think I'm being way off the mark, let me know in the comments below. I'm always welcome to hear what you guys say. And if you have another topic that you'd like me to discuss, you're more than welcome to send it my way. If you'd like to support my work, links are below. I've got PayPal, Bitcoin, and of course, Subscribestar and Patreon. Thank you for all of those that have. I really appreciate the support. And the other way you can really support, again, is to like, comment, and subscribe. More of you have subscribed. About 65% of you still don't, however. So hit that notification button and subscribe, and you can keep up with all my crazy videos that I put out for you guys. We're going to leave it at that. Guys, this is Better Bachelor. I am Joker, and we'll talk to you soon.